Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Bingo.
There it is.
There it is, yeah. Judy's getting some tea.
Okay, we can wait.
Yeah. It's snowing here.
Oh, yeah? How much did you get at the beginning of the week?
Not much. Not at all. But it's supposed to snow all night tonight.
How exciting.
But Marcia made it. She's a trooper.
Hey.
I slipped coming over here.
Oh, no. I'm an attorney. Let's sue somebody.
Who can we sue? Let's sue the shul.
Nah.
Let's just go after Shlomo.
And there's no chocolate chip cookies either now.
What?
Sue him for that.
Sue him for that.
Hey. Anti-Semitism, I tell you.
I think so, too. I'll get some tea, Rabbi.
Oh, okay.
We'd get some for you, but yeah. I don't know how to do that.
You don't have to. The weather's nice here.
Oh, you got the 50 degrees.
You're going to get it, though.
You're going to get it.
Because that's what they said. There's a terrible storm in Texas. And I forget.
February.
So I just left my house and Terry Samuel was there. So obviously some people know how to make a run for it.
Oh, I heard she was going. Yeah, she asked for the Denver Stern girls if anybody needed anything to them.
I don't know who, but there was some. I was teaching my class in Stern today, as I do on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And one of the girls told me that she went to lunch with a girl from Dot who was applying to Stern. I had no idea what she was talking about.
No. Applying to Stern. Who's? I don't know who's in that.
We don't have any kids in Dot. We don't know Dot.
I don't know.
Right.
It's been a long time.
We're kind of out of time.
Spoke to Yehuda Kamner today.
Yeah, they're headed to the nice warm weather of Miami Beach.
I feel their pain.
Right. I'm sure we'll see the pictures of the beach and
rub it in your face.
yeah. What can you do?
Kids today.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, no, it's nice for them.
Right. I don't know. When I was in Denver, the weather was beautiful.
Yeah, and then you left, and look what happened.
See? That proves it.
You're not supposed to leave, see?
Yeah, get back here.
There you have it. Are you crazy? It's snowing. I'm not going back there.
It will be nice, though, when you come.
You'd be by your mind.
Although, the time before it was. Yeah.
Right.
It's separate question.
Beautiful.
There you have it. All right. Yeah. Are we waiting for Marcia?
Marcia?
Marcia, how's that tea coming along?
I think she's right in the kitchen.
Oh. I guess that's in lieu of suing us for her slipping on the way over here.
Right.
She can have all the pop she wants.
Pop.
What a deal.
In Chicago here.
This is how I grew up. Pop. Yeah, that's pretty good. You're saying pop. It was always pop.
When I moved out here, I got acclimated.
But our kids say soda.
I say pop.
It's pop, right?
Yeah, it's pop.
Do you remember Duffy's Pop when you were...
Duffy's, that name sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah,
familiar.
Duffy's Pop, okay.
Okay, Rabbi,
all right.
Is this going
to... All right, Marcia, you ready?
In plain English here.
You got a small cheat sheet.
Nope. We have no plain English.
Oh, here's Shlomo. Okay. Hey, Shlomo, what's the word?
Shlomo.
Here, I'll take my coat.
Better.
Move it.
All right.
Shlomo's here, Rabbi.
Okay. So, Shlomo, I just wanted to tell you that Marcia is looking to sue you. She slipped on the way over.
I slipped coming in, and...
Does she expect me to plow while it's falling?
I am suing. I'm calling my attorney, Bob Shapiro.
I have a suggestion.
LA.
Ready?
Huh?
I'm going to give you a shovel and you can help.
Okay. I saw you the other morning. He was out shoveling, Rabbi. He does. Yes, he does.
All right.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, man.
Oh, well, he does a good job, so we let him keep doing it. He wants to do it.
Well, price is right. You know, that's how I see it.
Whoa.
Okie dokie.
So,
are we ready?
More extra book here in plain English that I could maybe, or is this all Hebrew?
Actually, we have one in Hebrew.
Yeah, give her one in plain English, will you? No, this is the Queen's English that we've been using until now.
Yes.
And Americanese.
Americanese, and I know.
That's what we're looking for here. Well, we'll get her some English, will you?
You know what the first movie is? I got to get the booklet. Because the first movie tonight started the Denver
Jewish Film Fest.
It's some movie about, is this a true story? An Israeli, I guess, trying to start a either kids or school kids orchestra of Palestinians and Israelis?
How would he know?
Well, he may know of this person or read about it. No, a lot of Israelis have been hurt in the last
day. Yeah, you can be quiet.
Okay. What did he say? Be quiet?
He said nay.
Now I can be quiet? He's going to be sorry. He's going to really be sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Come on, Shlomo, respect your elders.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh. Did you hear that?
Let's just start.
Okay, we'll start.
Before any bloodshed, let's see if we can start.
You, 11, English.
Okay, 11. Thank you, I'm saying thank you, Shlomo.
Yes, thank you, Shlomo. You're beautiful as usual. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So if you remember last time, Shaul was made the king of Israel, and he didn't have 100% support, right? Some people at the time were not into the idea, shall we say, because if you remember, at the time when he first started, he was shy, he was hanging out with the pots. People said, no, this is the best we have. This parakeet, he turns up. So remember, he's already been twice anointed as king. First, that happened in private with Shmuel, and then they did it in a more public way. So, Pasuk Aleph, Vayal Nachash Hamoni, Vayichan Ad Yavesh Gilad, Vayomru Kol Anshe Yavesh, El Nachash Krasmanu Bris V'Navdecha. So, Nachash is the king of Ammon. Ammon is located in the southeast of Israel, which means it's close to the Transjordan. So he is near the part of Israel, which on the other side of the Jordan, it's far from everyone else, and he's ready to attack. Now, the people in the Transjordan are nervous, right? He's a powerful king. They don't really have that much backing because they're on the other side of the Jordan. And they said, I'll tell you what, they said, let's make a peace treaty. He said, I'll do it on one condition. What is that condition, Marsha?
That he would settle to get rid of the, I don't know.
Someone hasn't been looking inside. We gave you English.
This is about this guy.
Again, 11-2.
Who was the son of a concubine?
11-2.
Okay, Gilead's wife bore him sons, and when his wife's sons grew up,
we're in Shmuel.
We're in the wrong book here.
You're a dirty trick on me, Rabbi. You saw right now, you witnessed what he did to me.
I thought I gave her the right one, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you knew.
I really thought that.
I'm wondering.
I knew we're on
this guy who's the son of a concubine, and...
Okay.
I don't know. This is 11-2. Wow. Yep. Makes a little...
Okay.
The Ammonite replied to them, on this condition, I will seal a covenant with you. When each right eye of yours is put out... Whoa. How many right eyes can you have, Rabbi? Maybe two.
I personally have one. if you count my glasses, two.
Or all of Israel.
So why did he want them to poke out their right eyes? That's not a nice thing to do. What's he going to gain by it? Mm-hmm. So if you look at Rashi, which happens to be number one on your source sheet, Rashi says, well, one way of looking at it is to take it literally. Medrash Agada. However, in Medrash it says, "Havi li sefer Torascham shenasna miyamin, the esrafal shekasabo lo yavo amoni v'moavi." He says, "What I want to do is I want to burn your Torahs." Why? What does he have against the Torah? So if you look at number two, it explains that there is a law, which we've discussed previously, that people from Ammon are not allowed to convert to Judaism. And he took that as an affront.
And the Moabs, too.
Right. So he was an Ammonite. So he says, Lo yavo Ammoni v'moavi b'kahal Hashem, gam dor asiri lo yavo lehem b'kahal Hashem ad olam. Even someone who was an Ammonite 10 generations ago cannot become a Jew? Ever. You cannot make a covenant with them ever.
How come, Rabbi?
What?
Why were they evil?
They were bad to us. They were bad people.
Well, I don't know what they did exactly to us.
What?
You have some, like, an example of what they did.
What happened was, when we left Egypt, and we wanted to go through their land in order to enter the land of Israel, they were not letting us in.
Oh, so we don't get back, we get even.
It's payback time, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Oh, so this is after... the sea opened up and their way in the desert.
Right, which is, I don't mean to ruin the excitement for you, but that is actually this week's Torah reading.
Oh, it's
so splitting of the sea.
Were idol worshippers, right? They were idol worshippers, right? And they wouldn't let us cross. Amma, you said they wouldn't let us cross through their land on the way.
Right, no, they imagine they were, but you know, they just weren't really nice guys at all.
Oh, did
so
we
therefore, we write that if you're that we don't, we'll never let you be part of us. So he says, you don't want me to wipe you out? Burn that. Now, does that rule apply to this day? So if you look at the Talmud in number three, it says, Rabbi Yossi Bari Me'ata Ger Shabbat V'Skai Eim Akabu Noso Ani Omer Me'amon U'Boavu. It says there that, in fact, there is an opinion that nobody could convert nowadays, because for all we know they are descendants of Ammon. They might be Ammonites. It's been a lot of generations since then.
Can people convert, though?
What?
The people convert all the time now.
Right, so we don't actually follow that opinion. But look at number four. See, that is the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi is the Jerusalem Talmud, and that is the less popular of the two. Right? When we say that we're making a Siyum HaShas, we don't mean the Yerushalmi, we mean the Bavli. So the Bavli says the exact opposite. Tells us the story. Bo Bayom, this was the Daf Yomi a week ago, right, Shlomo? It says, Bo Bayom Ba Yehuda Ger Ammoni Lifnei Abreveis HaMedrash Amorem Ma'ani Ravo Bakal. So this fellow who was an Ammonite convert said, am I allowed to become Jewish? Amorem Rabbi Gamliel Asa Ta Ravo Bakal. Rabbi Gamliel says, sorry, Ammonites can't come. Amorem Rabbi Yeshua Muta Ta Ravo Bakal. Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, you can. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel, V'lo Kvar Ne'emar, Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavi B'Kal Hashem. Doesn't it say that they're not allowed to join at all? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, V'chi Ammon U'Moavi M'Kol Me Yoshvim. Kvar Ola Sancheir Melch Asher Bilbo Kol Umos. So we say that nowadays, any person who's living in a nation, they're not the originals. Right? The people who live in America, 10 generations, they weren't Americans. Everyone has moved around so much that just because you're living there now doesn't mean anything. Just because you're living in Egypt doesn't mean that your Elder Zayda was held us hostage for a few hundred years.
Yeah.
Right? Odds are they moved from someplace else. That's what we assume. So nowadays, even if an Italian comes out, and an Italy we assume is Edom, we are fine with converting them because we assume even they're Italian. They can be Italian for generations. But before then, probably not. So, that being said, let's move on. So, the people don't know what to do. Either poke out your eyes or we're going to kill you. So, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomru Elav Ziknei Yavesh, Heref Lanu Shivas Yomim, V'nishcha Malachim B'chol Gvul Yisrael, V'vein Moshe Yosanu V'yatzor Erecha. He said, tell you what, how about you give us a week? Let's have a week if we get some support here. If we can't get support, you win. Vayavo ha-malachim givat Shaul, vayidabu ha-dvarim ba-aznei ha-am, vayisu kolam maskolam vayivku. So the word gets across the Jordan to Israel proper, and people just cry. What are we going to do? Amon's going to, no matter how you understand it, poke out their eyes, burn the Torahs. It's a terrible thing that's going to happen.
So Amon wanted to attack the Jews, is that it?
Correct.
Okay.
They said he would only make peace if they met his outlandish demands. Hey, v'nei shol ba acharei ha-bakar min ha-sadeh, v'yom ha-shol, ma'al am ki yivku, v'yisapros divrei anshe yavesh. So Shol, he was happened to be, you know, just working in the field. He hasn't really caught on that he's the king yet. And he says, why is everyone crying? What's going on here? And they tell him what happened to the people in Yavesh Gilad. So now he steps up. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he got very angry. But what did he do? He takes a cow, he tears it to pieces and sends around the pieces. And he says, so help me, if you don't follow me into war, this is what I am doing to your cattle.
This is like the Godfather, you know.
Right? And you wake up and there's a horse head.
Yeah. It's the same thing, Rabbi. It gets the point across. That's the point.
That's it.
Right, Shlomo?
Or whatever you say.
Okay.
So, in fact, we're ready to war. This isn't the first time we fought against the Yavesh Gilad. If you remember, at the end of Shoftim, right, there was also a war against Yavesh Gilad. The very end in the story of the Pilegesh Begiva.
Yeah.
So in fact, at the time, the people in Yavesh Gilad, right, were the bad guys, right? Yeah. They were the, right, because the Pilegesh Begiva, they were the ones who raped the woman. They were the one who eventually was attacked by the rest of the people. Right, so now we're coming to defend them. Here we are years later. Interesting, the Tiferes Yisrael, number 6, we'll do it outside, explains that in general, we don't allow waste. We don't allow you to kill an animal for no reason. That's a wrong thing to do. I'm not just saying that because our president's a veterinarian. In general, that is the halacha. But it points out, so what did he do here? Why was he allowed to tear apart a cow? It says this was a reason.
He was very angry.
Well, he had to show them.
Yeah.
You're right. The fact that he, in fact, did this for a reason in order that people would come out and support the cause. He said that this is obviously reason enough. So that's it. Everyone comes down, and we're gonna, and Shaul's ready to lead the people in war. So he goes and he counts the people in Bezek, and he counts that there are 300,000 soldiers that came from Israel, and another 30,000 they have from Yehuda. Right, so if you look at Rashi on this, we have it as number 8 on the source sheet. He says, what is Vayif Kedem Bebezek? So there's two understandings. One is Bezek is the name of the place. I assume if Marsha would look at her or verse 8, that's what it would say in English, right?
Count of them at Bezek and the children of
right,
Israel.
So the subject is that Bezek is the name of the city.
Where was it at the time? It's not around today, is it?
Well, I think the telephone company is called Bezek.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, is it? But it's not a city anymore.
Or well, now it morphed into a telephone company.
Okay.
Right, that's one. But the Rashi has a second opinion as well.
Yeah.
Which will be relevant in the parsha in a few weeks. It means that what the word Bezek means is a shard of pottery. Mm-hmm. Which means that in general we don't count people. Right? It's a question. Right? In Israel, there's a question: are they allowed to have a census? Because you're not allowed to count people in general. We know from Parsha Shkolim, every year when they counted the people, how would they count them? Everybody would bring a half a shekel. They would count how many shekels they would have. They'd multiply it by two. That's how many people they had. But you don't count directly. So too here, when they counted the people, Vayifkedem Bezek, it doesn't mean they counted them in the city of Bezek, but rather they counted them through the intermediary of using shards of pottery. So that is a second understanding, and we'll come back to that in a few parakim. So here we are, we've got a battle, and we have a leader. Shaul has finally stood up, right? The Shaul who was hiding with the pots, the Shaul that was working the fields, all of a sudden he realizes that there's a need for leadership. You go back to the people in Yavesh Gilag and tell them at sunrise tomorrow, you're going to be saved. So the people of Yavesh did not let on to Ammon that they, in fact, had reinforcement coming. They said, in fact, you're right, we'll come out tomorrow and you'll do what you have to do. Indicating that, in fact, they would surrender the next day. But we know the truth, not at all. The next day, Shaul comes, and he leads a three-pronged attack. And with that, they attack the people of Yavesh Gilad. They wipe them out. A few people scatter, but there were no two people that ran together, meaning that that was it. They totally demolished them.
Yay.
That, of course, Shaul's stock goes up greatly.
Right.
And he says, "Vayomer ha'am el Shmuel, mi ha'omer Shaul yimoch leinu to anishim nisem." He said, the people said, "Remember those people that were opposed to Shaul? Let's kill them." "Vayomer Shaul, lo yimosh ish bayom hazeh." Shaul says, "No, nobody's going to die. Ki ayom asa Adonai tshuva b'Yisrael." To God, this is a day of happiness. This is not a day of wiping out people. This is it. We are good. And with that, Shmuel says, "I have an idea." They said, "Okay." He said, "Let's do it right this time. Now let's go and anoint Shaul with everybody's support." So this is the third time we're going to bring him in. The first time, it was just private. The second time, it was done in public, but there wasn't total support. And now we're going to do it, and there's going to be total support.
To go to Gilgal, or whatever?
They're going to go to Gilgal. Does anyone remember where we saw Gilgal before?
And I don't. Where do you think it was? About in what area?
Gilgal is right across the Jordan. We know this because that's where the Jewish people camped when they first crossed the Jordan in the time of Yehoshua.
So we really own Jordan too.
What
does that mean? We Jordan is our land.
The Transjordan very much is part of the greater Israel.
Okay. So this was Transjordan.
Right. It's interesting. Transjordan is part of biblical Israel. Southern Lebanon is part of biblical Israel. Eilat is not part of biblical Israel.
So
those poor dolphins.
Yeah. So is there a place or area in Transjordan now that's called Gilgal? Gal?
Well, again, Gilgal is not in Transjordan. It's on our side of the Jordan.
Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right.
Is there an area now called that or no?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Oh, well, it's not.
So, final pasuk, Vayechu kol ha'am ha'Gilgal, Vayamlichu shem ha'shor lefnei Adonai ba'Gilgal, Vayizbichu zvachim shlomim lefnei Adonai, Vayizbach shem shor v'chol anshei Yisrael amor. So now, you know how people are, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
So now that we've had Shaul leading them to victory, the people of Yavesh Gilad would have been destroyed. And instead, he comes in and he gathers the troops. He shows leadership. And he, in fact, saves them. Now he has the support of everybody. Now, finally, Shaul is accepted as the king. Mm-hmm. We will continue next week as to see what he does as king. Okay. Next week is a little tricky. Next week, my mother is making Sheva Brachas for my niece. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what time that's going to end.
Okay. You want to just
forget it? You can just enjoy the dinner.
So if you want, you want to wait and see what we get, what happens, or do you want to just call it till the following week?
Whatever you want to do.
Patty can't make it next week either.
Okay, so you want to just wait then?
We'll take the week off. We'll tell Michael Schwartz.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
Right, enjoy the weather.
Yeah, you too.
The mazel tov for the niece?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, mazel tov. Okay. I don't know. Maybe another. So, no, we're not continuing, Rabbi, here?
We are, just not next week.
No, I mean now.
No, we're finished.
We're done.
That fast?
It was a fast one.
It was a short one.
Just like wiped them out.
So Shmuel was getting old in AK. And what about his sons? Oh, he left. Never mind. So Judy, his sons. He was Shaul a son of Shmuel?
No.
Then why did he want him over as king over his sons?
Hashem told him.
That's what Hashem told him. I thought maybe the sons, there was a little something.
Yeah.